Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us for details. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced last week that Jamaica is to partner with Cuba on a range of issues affecting both countries. The Prime Minister was addressing Parliament on the outcomes of his participation in the Association of Caribbean States Summit held in Cuba on June 4.
Among the areas identified for immediate action, we agreed to explore possibilities for stronger mechanisms for cooperation in culture through music. The commitment was also made to explore possibilities for the provision of increased language training on both sides, with the provision of English language training to assist Cuba as they prepare to receive greater inflows of visitors.
Cuba and Jamaica will also be actively exploring cooperation agreements in the areas of climate change and disaster preparedness, as both countries are often affected by the same weather systems and climatic conditions. Planning is also underway for President Raul Castro to pay an official visit to Jamaica in the near future. Prime Minister Holness has announced that his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart Keith Rowley is slated to visit Jamaica in the near future. This as part of efforts to address allegations of frequent mistreatment of Jamaican nationals traveling to the Twin Island Republic. Mr. Holness says during initial discussions on the subject, Prime Minister Rowley assured that administrative delays in the recent processing of 53 Jamaicans who refused entry to Trinidad would be dealt with. Work is also in progress to renovate the designated area at the Piarco Airport for persons being returned from Trinidad and Tobago.
While the government of Jamaica is not taking the position that recent events was deliberate, but we emphasize that Jamaica demands that its citizens be treated with respect, and indeed all citizens of CARICOM.
Other issues, including the implementation of the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, CSME, and the pricing of petroleum products, were also raised during the bilateral discussions. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week paid a sympathy call to the Gleaner Company to pay tribute to the lives and careers of journalists Glenroy Sinclair and Gary Spaulding. Tragically, Mr. Sinclair and Mr. Spaulding passed away within hours of each other last weekend. Mr. Holness encouraged the Gleaner staff to comfort each other and remain strong as they handle the loss of both men. He also urged them to treasure their contributions to the profession. Government is moving to establish a single regulatory authority for the real estate sector. This was announced by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, last week. The body will be formed from the merging of the Real Estate Board and the Commission of Strata Corporations. Dr. Chang says plans are advanced to approve the legislation to effect the merger of both bodies. The merger is expected to improve the flexibility and efficiency in the administration of real estate matters. Dr. Chang also announced government's intention to reduce stamp duties and transfer taxes on land transactions as part of efforts to spark growth in the real estate and construction sectors.
It is part of the need to drive and stimulate the industry. On the last occasion it was done, we knew that the market started to see some increased activity. The private sector is where the engine of growth must come from. Certainly, the reduction in any transaction tax will help to stimulate the economy.
Minister Chang was addressing the 50th anniversary symposium of the Realtors Association of Jamaica last week. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll-free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.